Shalom from Israel, and welcome to the Tree of Life Israel podcast. I'm Ariel Hyde.
And I'm Eliel Foss.
And we're so glad that you're joining us again as we're on this journey of the Isaiah 62 fast, praying for Israel. Or maybe you're even listening to this after the fact, but either way, these are things that are really on God's heart, and it's such a privilege to pray together with you and see what God will do. So today, I want to start with a question that is, in the scriptures, God only says one time that he is doing something or that he will do something with all of his heart and all of his soul. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is? It might come as quite a surprise to actually many people. He says that he will plant the Jewish people in the land of Israel with all of his heart and all of his soul. Now that for some people you might think, why wouldn't it be something bigger or something that affects the whole world or something, you know, why is that? And that's even just something physical, you know? So we see that in Jeremiah 32, but I'm going to read a few verses before it, because when you see the context of it, then it helps you to understand why this is so on God's heart. Mm-hmm. So he says here in Jeremiah 32 from verse 37 through 41, talking about the Jewish people. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury and great wrath, and I will bring them back to this place, talking about Israel, and I will cause them to dwell safely. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me always, for their own good and for the good of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good. But I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good. And here it is. And I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and all my soul. Mm-hmm. So we see here a little bit more of the reason why this is so important to God, because he says here, and he actually says this 65 times, 65 different passages in the scripture, God promised to bring the Jewish people back to Israel. Mm-hmm. And then in the majority of those passages, he specifically says that once they come back to the land, then he will pour out his spirit. Or as he says it here, he will give them one heart and one way and the fear of him in their hearts so that they will walk in his ways. And he says he will continue to do good to them always. Mm-hmm. And make an everlasting covenant with them. That's talking about them entering into the new covenant, the Jewish people. And so of course, as we've talked about in other episodes, this process of God bringing his people back to the land and then revival happening in Israel isn't just for Israel's sake, because that revival in Israel will bring life from the dead for the rest of the world. So that's why God is doing it with all of his heart and all of his soul, because it's something that will affect the whole world. But the process begins, and this is something that most people don't know, that process begins with Aliyah, as it's called in Hebrew, the return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel. And so actually, this is a crucial thing to be praying for, because the great revival won't fully happen according to God's word until the Jewish people are back in the land. And praise God, God has done, you know, an amazing thing in bringing the Jewish people back from the four quarters of the earth. You know, it's the only time in all history that a nation, that a people group were separated from their land and then still survived as a people. Usually after three or four generations, a people group, they get scattered and then they're just dispersed. They disappear as a people group. Mm-hmm. But it's not just three or four generations. It was 2,000 years that the Jewish people were separated from the land. But God promised to bring them back, and he's done it. He reestablished, you know, the nation. The Hebrew language was revived. You know, all of these miracles have happened. And the reason is so that God would pour out his spirit. Mm-hmm. The revival would happen here, and that will bring life from the dead for the rest of the world. And one last scripture on this for right now. You might not realize this, but God actually says that you have a part in this, not even just praying for it, which is very important. But we see in Isaiah 49, verses 22 through 23, it says, "Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons," talking to Israel, "they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. So there's an amazing thing that God says that it will actually be Gentiles who will help bring the Jewish people back to their land, carrying them in this beautiful picture, carrying them in their arms or on their shoulders. And, you know, there have been quite a few non-Jewish believers from around the world who have helped, or even whole organizations that are involved in bringing Jewish people back from, for example, from the former Soviet Union or from other places, and have really shown God's love to them in this process. And God even says at the end of these verses, then you shall know that I am the Lord. It's an amazing testimony. Mm-hmm. And there have been people who have come to faith through that testimony. But you might be wondering, and I know that I really struggled with this verse 23 for many years, because it's kind of strange saying, okay, kings are going to be your foster fathers and queens, and then it's saying they're going to bow down to the Jewish people, and it's kind of confusing. I believe that there are often in the scriptures, there's a physical and literal fulfillment, and then there's a spiritual fulfillment. There were literal kings and literal people in governments who really adopted, in a sense, the Jewish people, saying, hey, I want to help them come back to this land. You know, there's the famous Balfour Declaration, British government leader, Sir Balfour, that paved the way for the Jewish people to come back. That's just one example. There are many others of government leaders who have been part of actually helping the Jewish people come back to land. That's the physical fulfillment. But I believe that there's also a spiritual fulfillment here that, you know, in Revelation and actually several times in the scriptures, it speaks about us as believers as being kings and priests to our God. And it's talking about having a place of authority, you know, through the authority that God gives us. And so I believe that one of the fulfillments of this is actually talking about kings and queens, these believers who are walking in the authority of the Lord, walking in his maturity, and then they come and they take these Jewish people who are like babies or like little children, and they help them to come back home. And then it's kind of similar to, if you remember the story of Josiah, how the priest actually paved the way together with, he got the army involved and everything, for Josiah, who was supposed to be the king. He paved the way for him to come back to his rightful throne. And then once he established him there, then they bowed down before him and say, okay, now take your place as king. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that that's the picture here that God's giving is, as Gentiles, you are already kings and queens in the spirit. And God is saying, God's going to work through you to bring the Jewish people back home, to put them in their rightful place back in the land of Israel. And then bowing down, not in the sense of you know, worship, of course we only worship God, but in a kind of a respect and saying, okay, now take your place, the Jewish people, and to rule and to do what God has called you to do. So even if, you know, maybe some people might have a different interpretation, I know that that's kind of a unique passage, but either way, it's very clear that God says in that passage, God is calling Gentiles to be part of bringing the Jewish people back home. And it's something, as we read in the passage earlier, this is on God's heart, all of his heart, all of his soul involved in bringing the Jewish people back so that there will be revival here and it will bless the whole world.
Yeah, and it's actually just amazing to witness this with our own eyes. You know, in this last 75 years, a nation was born that was dead. You know, people were persecuted and suddenly a nation was born and suddenly Jewish people started to come from all over, you know, countries. I mean, until now, I mean, now there is another wave, an amazing, like, new big wave of new immigrants that are coming. Especially from, you know, like country like Ukraine and Russia. And I met already quite few, like they just realizing, okay, their time is finished. Yeah. You know, it's young people that thought maybe there is a future for them still over there. But now they're like, no, there is no future anymore in those countries. And they just come and there is like, you know, there is actually in a Ministry of Absorption, there is actually they needed to expand it to receive all that and for some time there was no like this Hebrew learning classes, but now they kind of revived and it's like you have morning and evening classes. So the demand is so big now, and it's just amazing to meet those people, and you know, me, you know, like almost 30 years ago, going through that process of, you know, Aliyah and starting new life here, you know, I know what they go through, and we just, praise God, have opportunities just to meet them, to help them, and also to be a light and share the gospel with them, because most of them are coming as non-believers. Yeah. But anyway, so we one evening we received a phone call on our outreach evangelistic phone line, hotline, yeah? And it was a man that called, Israeli man, his name is Gabi, and he just said, I don't know, how can I receive a forgiveness from God, yeah? I have done terrible things. And the reason...
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say, you mentioned Israeli man, but he's also an immigrant from Ethiopia.
Yeah. So he's actually an Israeli citizen, but he's a new immigrant recently from Ethiopia. So we have this amazing Jewish people from Ethiopia that coming, and some of them actually, you know, some of them in the 80s, and they went, they had to walk. I mean, many of them died just to make Aliyah. I mean, this was just like, this was their dream to come to Jerusalem. I mean, and they paid huge price. And we have actually a memorial day for Ethiopian Jews that were trying to make Aliyah and didn't come, actually. They died along the way, you know, when they were passing all these African countries. And praise God, in our congregation, we have also Ethiopian. It's amazing. You know, a local Israeli congregation is just a mix of so many cultures, so many nationalities. You know, we're all Jewish, you know, you have all this Russian food, and you have American food, and you have British, whatever, this paste that they like. Sorry, British people. It's not my thing. I thought it chocolate, but it ended up to be like this. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, let's go back to our topic, okay? So this man called. What happened is we have an ad in Facebook, and it says, if you're looking for atonement, you can receive it, yeah? So it's like an ad. And so he found this ad, and he was just like, wait, how do I receive atonement? Like, I need forgiveness. He talked to Yoni, one of our team members that answering the phones, and he asked him genuine question: can God forgive me? Can I find this freedom from guilt? And Yoni, of course, said, yeah, God can forgive you. And so when Gabi shared his story, and he said, I did terrible things. You know, he was for 10 months in jail for slapping his daughter and accusing his wife, you know, falsely accusing her of cheating. And so he was just feeling so ashamed and guilt. And he was under home arrest. That's why he had time just to look and on internet. And after Yoni listened to him, and he said, yeah, God can't forgive you. You know, maybe your wife won't forgive you right away because she needs to witness real, genuine change. But God can forgive you. And he was like, how do I do that? How do I receive it? And Yoni just said, you can just ask him to forgive you. And so what was amazing is that, you know, Yoni shared with him the gospel. You know, and Gabi was so open to hear about Yeshua. He was like, his heart was just, you know, good ground to receive all the seeds.
Yeah.
And he said he wants to receive Yeshua right now. And so over the phone, he prayed to receive Yeshua. And it was just amazing. And I think it was a couple days later, me and Yoni actually went to the center of Israel to visit him in the house and just to continue just to encourage him. He was under house arrest. We wanted to see him just to say that we are there for him, and that and so what happened afterwards, over online, you know, like over phone, he continued to be discipled. And, you know, we need to continue to pray for him that God will restore his family, that restore, you know, him, you know, that he will disciple him, you know, that we will continue pouring to him, but that he will grasp, you know, and hold Yeshua so strong that his wife and his family, just to say, especially Ethiopian community, they so hostile to the gospel and Yeshua. And it's because in Ethiopia, there were this Catholics and different groups that were there, and actually they were forcing them to convert, the Jews. So many Jews that when they make Aliyah from Ethiopia, they would have crosses, like a tattoos on their heads, and it was forcefully done. So they very hostile to the gospel. And so when people like that becoming believers, I mean, usually the family will totally deny that person as family member.
Yeah.
So they will just kick out, and they will just, so we need to pray for Gabi that his wife will believe, that his daughter will believe, and that family will be restored, and that there will be a glory that will be in this family coming. Yeah. So
it's a beautiful picture of just exactly what God promised. He planted them back in this land, and then now he is putting the fear of him in their hearts and turning them to him. Praise God. So we want to just mention some prayer points that first is we can pray that God will help Jewish people around the world to respond to his call from scriptures for them to come home to the land of their fathers, to Israel, and that he will fulfill his promises to restore them to himself. Mm-hmm. Once they're in the land. And just to specifically mention about that, you know, the biggest group of Jewish people who are still outside of Israel is in the United States, mm-hmm. About 5 million Jewish people there. And so, there are multiple scriptures that talk about it. For example, in Ezekiel 39, it says that God will bring back all of the people of Israel, all the Jewish people back to this land. And so for some people, especially those in the United States, but also others, they're not even thinking about it at all right now. Like they're just living their life. But this is something that God has promised to do, and that it is needs to happen before the rest of God's plan unfolds. So it's something we need to start really be praying for these people.
Yeah, and actually many Jews are coming, especially from France, but when they... You know, they experience a stronger persecution every year, more and more. There is just anti-Semitism and you know, especially from the Muslim community in France. So Jews are just from France coming back to Israel. We have like some cities are like almost like French-speaking mm-hmm. Jews there. So, and we just want to pray also that God will stir up Gentile believers to fulfill their calling, you know, your calling to help the Jewish people to make Aliyah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we also want to pray that God will use world events to help bring as many Jewish people as possible. You know, it talks about in Jeremiah 16, it says that there will be, God will send fishermen to help, mm-hmm. to help persuade his people to come back home. And then he'll send hunters to help drive them back home to Israel. And so, We do want to pray that as many will, as possible will come through just the persuasion, but that also God will be gracious and give protection and grace, even if there are persecutions or anti-Semitism or other things that have to happen in order for his people to come back, that he will protect them in the midst of that, and they would come back home and meet their Messiah.
Yeah, and that the Jews in diaspora won't be disconnected from Israel, but will instead see it as their home, and have a vision and courage to come back and be part of Israel despite the challenges and hardships that are here, and you know, starting everything from new, but that they will see it as their homeland, and that they will, you know, that they will come back. You know, as Jewish people always say, next year in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. but that it will be real in them, like that they will make Aliyah, that God will do a miracle to bring them back.
Yeah, and also, we've mentioned this, but it's just, we want to pray that the legal door will be fully open for the believers in Yeshua who are Jewish, who want to return. You know, actually, based on recent surveys, they just recently discovered that there are about 1 million Jewish believers in Jesus, in Yeshua, around the world. There are only about 30,000 Jewish believers in Yeshua in Israel. So right now we are like less than 1% of the population. We're just tiny. If all those 1 million believers were to come back, it would totally change the situation here. You know, all of a sudden we'd be a million out of however many would come together with them, but 10 million or 14 million. But right now the legal door for many of them, we mentioned some of the persecution and things that many of us have faced, but what I've heard from people who have tried to make Aliyah recently is that they've actually even, added on questions saying, like, do you believe that Jesus or Yeshua is the Messiah? And then if they mark yes, like they even have it on a computer program, if they mark yes, then it just shuts it down and says you can't return to this land. So that's really just horribly discriminatory because, I mean, these people, when Jewish people start to believe in, they become atheists or they start to believe in Buddhism or they start believing, they're still considered Jewish. And, Jewish is an issue of it's a family, it's a nation. And so they're still able to make Aliyah, but only specifically if they're believers in Yeshua, then they shut the door against them. They basically, it's based on a lie of them thinking that once somebody, a Jewish person believes in Yeshua, then they're no longer Jewish. So that's something we really need to pray about. So.
Yeah, and maybe just to mention how crucial it is, my uncle, he's a Jew, his mother here in Israel, my grandmother was buried here in Israel, and he's a believer. He was a believer together with his wife, and they were living outside Israel in some Muslim country, and they were just sharing gospel and so on. But the persecution from the Muslim was so strong that they were not able anymore. They were put to prison for a month, and they were just threatened by that government over there. And they just knew that that's it. They can't stay there any longer because it's just unbearable to live there. And so because he's a Jew, he started to apply for make Aliyah to come back to Israel. But as soon as they asked him this question regarding his faith, and he answered that he's a believer in Jesus, Yeshua, they canceled his applications. They say, that's it, you cannot make Aliyah. And unfortunately, what happened, we tried everything we can, and just, there was feeling of urgency, like it has to, he has to come back, together with his family. I tried to contact some organization. But within a month, he was found dead. He was killed, and later the police found the killers, and it was a radical Muslims that killed him because of his faith and sharing the gospel. So, for some, it's really death and life to come back to Israel, especially for believers to return.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's pray.
Yes, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, that your plans will prevail, Lord God. Your will be done, Lord God. Every authority is under your feet, Yeshua. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, there is nothing impossible for you, Lord God. Lord, you move the hearts of kings, Lord God. You raise kings and you lower the kings, Lord God. Lord, we just want to thank you that you will make a way, Lord, for Jewish people to return, believers to return to Israel, Lord God. Lord, we will not be minority here, Lord God. Lord, all Israel will be saved, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord,
God.
Thank you. This is our laborers that will come, Lord God. And Lord, we just also pray for all the Jewish people that are abroad, Lord God, that right now, not even thinking to make Aliyah. Lord, I just pray that just put thoughts in their minds, Lord God, in their hearts, Lord God, just to make Aliyah. Do a miraculous change in their hearts, Lord God, to come back to Israel, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that Israel will be ready to receive that many people, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will help, Lord God, to encourage, Lord God, Lord God, that these people will return in the name of Yeshua.
Yes, God, we ask that you would really stir Jewish people's hearts around the world, Lord, that you would send out the fishermen, that there would be people who would share with them these promises that you have made about reestablishing this land, and just reminding them that this is a miracle and they get to be a part of it, and that they would catch the vision and come back home. And we pray that when you do have to send the hunters, Lord, that you would be gracious, that you would protect, that you would give your grace upon them, that as many as possible would be able to come back. And we ask that you would stir up Gentile believers around the world, Lord. Even I know that many of them aren't even thinking about this at all, but I pray that your word, your promises, and your these scriptures, Lord, we ask that they would become alive for them, that they would see it as they're reading through. They would see, hey, this is about me. This is about the Jewish people coming home. And you would stir their hearts. You would guide them in what their calling is in helping bring your Jewish people back home, even physically, but also especially to be praying for this, that you would fulfill it and bring your people back home, bring the revival here, and bring life from the dead for the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we also ask just for the believers who are in, the Jewish believers in other nations, that you would just open up the doors, Lord, open up the floodgates, Lord, the bars that are blocking so many of them from being able to come back right now. We ask in Yeshua's name, Lord, you are the one who opened up the Red Sea. We believe that you are able to open up the doors for these people. And we ask that all the laws and all the policies and procedures that are trying to block that would just be removed in Yeshua's name. Amen. That there would be a righteousness and no more discrimination in that issue.
Yes, Lord.
In Yeshua's name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Great. Thank you for joining us again. And you know, you're welcome to continue with us if you want to subscribe on our podcast platforms or social media platforms. You can continue to follow along and pray together. And also you can get our prayer booklet, prayer guide with prayer points and scriptures on our website at treeoflifeisrael.org. We also have a newsletter where you can get all of these things in your inbox, everything that we're putting out. And of course, right now we're just focusing on this time of, you know, prayer for Israel, but also we have evangelistic videos and other newsletters and things where we share what God is doing in more depth over the long term. So we'd love to be connected with you over the long term. So God bless. Thank you all. And we'll see you next time.